Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to Conscious Creation. Yeah, okay, so I've got lots to share with you today. I've been doing a lot of personal work, which of course always affects the whole community. So before I start, a couple of announcements. My huge apologies. I woke up to two emails this morning. I did not get Creation Station posted. I promise it will be done this week. It's going to be in June. You have plenty of time, although we do get booked up pretty darn fast. It's a complete training this year. That's still what we're doing. Yep. Complete training from A to Z about how I do all this work. Now, that being said, in every Creation Station, big, huge jumps in the work always come in. New information always comes in. So I'm just interested about what they gave me that that we're doing this year. So that'll be in June. The next webinar is next Wednesday, and it's freeing yourself from the limitations of religion. I cannot tell you how much you will learn, how many ahas you will get in this webinar. It just infiltrates our entire lives. Even if we've never had religious training in this lifetime consciously. Okay, so that's next Wednesday from 6 to 8 Pacific time. And you just go to the website and sign up. Okay. So this was up for me, my daughter, several other people I talked to last week. Not feeling respected. We're not feeling respected. Now, I want you to be aware as I go into this, this has to do a lot with breaking your glass ceiling that we talked about last week. It has a lot to do with going all the way, playing your biggest self you can play this year. So they took me to Core Belief 13. I didn't know this was coming, and I can't handle it. Now, that means that's referring to whenever we take a hit about being disrespected or dishonored by anyone or anything or ourselves or God, we go, whoa, well, I didn't know this was coming and I can't handle it. We go automatically and immediately into reaction, because we do not have permission to love who we are. And if we are not giving ourselves permission to love who we are, we will invite people to disrespect us. And we will live in the frequency of disrespect for ourselves. We have to love ourselves enough to, through divine love, do what's best for us. Now, that doesn't mean being rude, being harsh, demeaning other people, because that's not self-love either. So let's say that somebody said something or did something and you feel disrespected. That is a reaction that you have. And we know that when we are in reaction, we are out of creation. So the first thing we have to do is rebalance. You can do that with laughing. You can do that by directing yourself. You can do that by self-talk. I'm in the toilet. This isn't going to get me what I want. There's a lot of different methods, but you've got to choose to do it. You've got to choose to bring yourself back and go, okay, what's going on is I felt disrespected in that moment, which means on some level, I am disrespecting myself. So I am choosing to love and respect myself. And then I can let them know from a place of love, not you're making me feel, but when you do that or when you talk to me like that, I feel. Okay, that's back to parent effectiveness training, guys. Because if you approach it from the point of view of, you know what, you make me feel, you make me, you know, when you do that, you make me, then that invites a reaction from them. And it's not taking responsibility for where you're at and what your feelings are and your control over them. Okay? So here's your positive statement. I love and respect myself enough to give me all the desires of my heart. I love and respect myself enough, or so much, to give me all the desires of my heart. And so it is. Invoking the symbol, formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love, and so it is. If you want to play the biggest you can play this year, you must give yourself permission to love yourself. And if you know how to love anything, you know how to love, and then it's just a choice to send that back to yourself. Okay, is there anything I need to add at this point? All right, we're going to the callers. We are going to start with Lisa in Florida.
Hey there.
Hi, darling.
I'm wondering, you have to believe what you are saying to the little girl. For example, I feel like when I try to talk to her about being safe, like I immediately feel like I'm not being honest.
Okay, then why don't you tell her, let's work together so we can both feel safe. That's my intention for both of us, is to feel safe.
Okay.
Does that feel better if you feel into that?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not an order, right? There's no addendum or there's a word hanging out here that they're trying to give me. Hold on. Agenda. There's no agenda. Okay? It's just an intention. And also, they're saying, feel into your love place when you do this.
Okay.
You know? Because you can't feel the insecurity if you're in the experience of love.
Right.
Do you understand?
I feel like sometimes I'm like, if I'm doing the breathing exercise too, because of course that kind of feels awkward because I'm not used to doing it. So of course I don't want to do that either. So I'm trying to do it, and I feel like even when I do that, I'm trying to like think of my cat or think of a cute thing he did or whatever. So I'm trying. Sometimes I feel like I'm trying to do that, and I'm trying to breathe, and I'm trying to, you know what I mean? Like
Lisa, you're trying way too hard. That's what they mean by don't have an agenda. It's not, I'm going to do this to make this happen. I've got to do it right to make it happen. And no. You know, it's your opportunity to sit down in the quiet with the creative force and just experience love. That's all you want to do. That's the whole intention right there. And then things automatically are drawn to you. You really don't have to do a lot. So if you're feeling like you're trying to make something happen, you're actually pushing it away. Okay?
All right.
Try it, baby.
I will.
Try it.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. Phyllis, do you have an update?
Oh, an update.
Oh my God, you're so loud. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm at the gym. I'm running out the door right now. But so it's quiet outside. No, I have a question. The question is, what do we do?
What do we do with what?
Okay, you know. I started I got back to working at this center, doing channeling, taking clients, and I have to write a bio. And I find when I'm writing one for myself as to what do I do, I have all this abstract stuff. And I know that you say how I can help you. But, you know,
well,
I kind of feel like these words like psychic and medium are old words.
No. What I do... What the greatest gift that I have to bring people is I read energy.
Yeah, that's it.
And I look into someone's energy. I can see where their blocks are. I can see when their blocks started. I can give them insight, and I can suggest to them and train them how to retrain themselves in replacing, opening up, redirecting, and replacing the walls that they keep hitting. That's what we do.
Okay. I kind of felt, you know, I had a client come in yesterday, a man, I love it, because he was eating at a restaurant next door or something. I think that's what happened. I think he saw the sign. He immediately walks in, you know, like a man, he's a hunter. I'm not saying men in the physical body, but the male energy. He knows what he wants. I'm here to talk to a medium. It's like, that's me. You know, like, you know, I was the only person on duty. So we went in the back, and I mean, it was great. I helped him with his problem. You know, we got right to, and I did all that stuff.
Okay,
that
so you know what you do then. Just put it into words.
Okay, I just was having a struggling with, I just had a bunch of abstract stuff. The radiation of your light and, like, you know, blah, 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 you know.
You're having problems putting into words the power of what you do. And this is what they're saying right now is this is a great note for Creation Station.
And I'm going to be there.
To really. And also, how do you start a business? How do you start a business? I can tell you how I started and how I would do something different.
Okay.
But
I just know I.
The more what I find, first of all, I do talk to people on the other side. I don't promote myself as a medium.
Yeah.
Because that has a different connotation. If you are that, then you claim that. You know,
okay.
And I absolutely am visited by other people, get messages from people on the other
yep.
side, but that's
yep.
not my specialty, you know?
Yeah, and my client yesterday, I mean, I clearly saw his father, who was dead,
yep.
sitting up above with his arms crossed, and it was real, and I got exactly what that meant, but, you know, that's not what I do, but he came, I just saw him. He came
yep.
through, he came in.
Yep,
and
a big yes on that, yeah.
Yeah, and I just love that he was just kind of watching. So your father's just watching, you know, watching how you're going to work with this energy or this situation you have.
And they're giving me the word protection.
Oh, yeah,
He was, you know, when you cross your arms, it's a
yeah.
sign of, closing off and protecting yourself. And
yeah.
the dad was protecting, this is interesting. The dad was protecting himself around giving out too much information.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. I didn't tell him that, but I said, your dad has his arms crossed, and I saw it across that emotional chakra. And I got the message for him is, you need to work with your heart telling your head what to do. Your heart, I mean, the guy knew what he needed to do. He knew what
yeah.
he needed to do.
We
and I just
know.
Pointed that out to him. Yeah, we do.
We all know. We just don't know that we know.
Yeah,
so,
and
good.
I was able to read
yeah.
this. Yeah, yeah. So it was, so thank you. This has been great. I know you yelled at me one time and said, don't you want to help people? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll get out there and do this eventually. Eventually,
yeah, well,
and I heard my channel.
You know,
just, yeah, yeah.
You know, guys, if you're called, you better go. Otherwise, you'll get knocked
yeah.
over the head and dragged. All
okay.
right, Phyllis. Thanks, baby.
Can I ask one more question, or
yes.
save it for a Creation Station?
What?
It's just because I put myself down as clairaudient channel because I hear messages, and then somebody pointed out to me, well, if you hear the message, actually hear a voice outside of yourself. So I got confused about that.
No.
I mean, I'm clairsentient.
That.
I see. Well, okay.
That's, you know, that's just, you hear messages and you get pictures. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Bottom line, you tap into the energy and receive information. Okay?
Okay.
And you're open
okay.
to having it come in any way it wants to come in.
Okay. Yeah, because I personally, yeah.
Through divine love,
yeah.
not
yeah.
using you physically or mentally or emotionally in any way.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a big part of what I'm going to be teaching. Because,
okay.
guys, you don't want to be an empath.
No.
Unless
nope.
unless you want to feel a lot more shit than you're already feeling.
Well, you know,
right.
I had that. I wanted to say real quick, I had that empath thing come in because you see all these books, empath, and I'm an empath. I'm an empath. I need to protect myself, barriers, boundaries. But no, empath is what we learned because we had, you know, these coming home from school when you're a child and you don't know what you're going to get. So you're totally tuning in to,
yeah,
you know, this kind
an,
of toxic.
An empath takes on other people's emotions and emotional
okay.
states and
okay.
you know, often takes a dive with them. Maybe you want to do that. I don't. And I was very
no, I don't. I don't.
Channel.
Yeah.
And
I don't want dead. I don't want dead voices outside myself saying stuff. I've had it happen before, but it's like, no, I don't. I'm not interested in that.
Okay. So you want to bring in the information the way you want to bring it in. And that's
yeah.
part of it. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, moving
okay.
on.
Okay, all right. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was interesting for all of us. Susan, what's up?
Yes.
You have important shit. That's what Stephen
yes.
wrote.
Important shit. First, I'd like to comment on Phyllis. By the way, I am coming to Creation Station this year for sure. I already told my friend I'm coming. In June, I'll be there. So I'm coming.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, You know, I heard that last year, Susan, so we'll hold that in our intention.
I looked for the place to sign up and pay for it today or yesterday. Haven't found it, so I sent you an email. Anyway, I disagree with you on one thing, on the empath, because I am an empath healer, and what I do is I channel healing energies to work with those that I work with, and I simply allow whatever crap they're dealing with simply to be a conduit to go back out to the universe and not be within me at all, period.
Okay, you're still directing the energy not to affect you. Most empaths do not do that. They take it on. That's something have never had any interest in. I got enough drama in my life and my acting. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I do too myself. But as an ordained minister of the laying on of hands, healing ministry with Margaret Rainey, that's what she taught me how to do that. So that it works perfectly for me, and I take on nobody's stuff. It just
good.
I send out the healing energies, blah, blah. Anyway, here's what my question was. My question is, and I've got two questions, actually. One is, people tend to put labels on us, doctors, the society, coworkers, religions, you know, everybody. Why do they have to feel that they need to do that? I mean, because it helps them
organize their lives.
Okay.
Look at life as a file cabinet, Susan.
Right.
Okay. You put labels on what the files are about, don't you? And that helps you organize and find what you want.
I see.
Okay.
It seems, though, that when, like, a doctor, for instance, says, well, you have a problem with alcohol, and my son says, well, you need to go to Alcoholics Anonymous. Well, I'm not going to go because I don't want to say I am an alcoholic, because then I would be treating myself as an alcoholic.
Then don't be
And
one.
I don't want that.
Yeah, but you are
exactly.
One. If you're drinking too much, you are one, whether you accept the label or not.
That's true.
And
but
the more, let me tell you, let me make another point, guys, for everybody. The more you say I'm not that and you fight it, the more you probably are what you're fighting.
I see. Good point. Okay, I have another question. I would like to know what the channel has to say about the use of marijuana for medicinal purposes, not for, you know, partying. I don't believe in it for partying at all, but I was wondering what the channel has to say about marijuana for medicinal purposes.
I got it. Hold on. Is that the right question? No. The right question is, does marijuana help in some cases for medicinal purposes? That's the highest question. Yes.
Okay.
And the answer is yes. In some cases, it helps for medicinal purposes. And use that as being a very convenient way to use it recreationally.
Right, they use it to party with, which I do not at all.
Well, what I'm saying is a lot of people, according to the channel, say I use this for medicinal purposes, when they're actually using it for to get high.
Recreation. Yeah.
So they're lying to themselves. So
yeah,
look,
exactly.
All your questions are about being an addict. And if you're an addict, if you drink too much, guys, if you smoke weed too much, if you are hooked on sleeping pills or anything, you're an addict. And an addict has an addiction personality. And that's what you have to address.
Okay.
Now,
so then
let's ask.
Do I have an addictive personality?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Okay, so I have to address that.
So I want to know, there's one core belief that is at the core of addiction. Boy, this can be interesting for me.
Me too.
I'll see.
And I want to go too.
I do not have permission to love who I am. So
wow.
if we aren't loving who we are, and we think we can't love who we are, and we're not supposed to love who we are, that's painful. And we will do whatever we can to push that pain down and to deaden
it. I understand. So the core belief that I have to work on is that I do not have permission to love myself.
Yes, I give myself permission.
I give myself permission to love me. I love me so much. I love you
okay.
too.
All right. And then in exhibiting that in your life, you don't drink too much. You don't smoke too much. Right? Because when
right,
you
exactly.
do that, it is not an expression of self-love.
Exactly. I believe
okay.
in moderation in all things. And I have one more, just one.
Well,
hold on.
If you believe
yeah.
in moderation, Susan, which is easy to say, why is your son telling you need to go to Alcoholics Anonymous?
Oh, I was in the hospital because I had a freak out. I freaked out and I had a little bit to drink. I wasn't to the point where I passed out drunk. It was
I don't
a little
care.
Bit too much.
I don't care. It's too much.
I know. I understand.
I don't want you to lie to yourself anymore. You're lying
right.
to yourself, Susan. And that's not going to ever get you where you want to go. And I know my Baptist preacher's coming out, and it's because I love you so much. And I've seen you come so far, but you're lying to yourself. Love yourself instead and get a handle on this, okay?
I will.
All right.
I promise.
Right.
I will.
You know,
because I love me.
Then love
you
enough to clean this up. Okay. Especially,
thank
guys,
you.
Especially before Creation Station. You know, if you're coming to Creation Station, I don't want anybody here that's not fully present. And you can't be fully present if you drink too much. Okay. Johanna in Florida, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Happy New Year.
You too, baby cakes.
So my transition from New Mexico to Florida, I mean, I did it, but I'm just now starting to feel well and be able to sleep,
yeah.
you know.
They're
and
saying
I just,
you did it physically, but your energy literally just has caught up with you. And I
okay.
get my really big yes.
Well,
so,
that's very, yeah. So tell me.
Well, be really conscious of directing all your consciousness and energy to merge with you in Florida.
Okay. And,
you know, guys, the best example I can give you is like when you've lived in a home for 40 years and all your memories there, and then you have to move someplace else. You leave a lot of your energy in that house so that you can keep a hold and keep connected to that special place that you loved. You got to bring your energy with you. Okay.
So that's why I haven't been able to get well because my energy wasn't here, and that's how I get well is through my energy.
Yes, ma'am.
So does the channel have any suggestions how I can prevent that from happening or any core beliefs that were functioning?
Well, you tell me. What's the basis of the work? What's the
well,
basis
the
of our work?
Saying
it's
what I want.
Directing
love.
Energy.
Right. Okay.
And guys, knowing what you want is not directing it to be manifested. You know, I want $1 million. Well, they're saying I have directed it. That's so funny. But, you know, people go, I want to win the lotto. I want to win the lotto. But they don't direct winning the lotto. So last week I said, all right, a friend and I were playing around with this. I said, all right, I'm directing that I win the lotto. I am not kidding you. When I turned in my lotto ticket a few days ago, I won $1. So I won the lotto.
Yeah, I tend to I tend to win small amounts.
Well, so maybe you have to direct what you really want. And then do you love yourself enough to receive it?
Yes.
You know, I
okay.
went to my hairdresser yesterday. And while I was in the bathroom, she ran my card. And I said, did you put a tip on it? No, it's okay, Dee. It's, you know, I had to charge you more because I did the color. You know, and I said, no, it doesn't work that way. Because if I don't give after I've received, then I stop the flow. So I took out cash and paid her cash. Guys, you have to receive. It's a part, it's resi-give. We haven't talked about resi-give in a long time, but, you know, the infamous word I coined. Receiving and giving happens at the same time. Hold on, is there anything else about her being well? Or the only thing they're giving me, Johanna, is there's a little bit of guilt. Why are you guilty about moving to Florida?
Why am I guilty about moving to Florida?
Yeah. Who did you leave behind, or what did you leave behind?
Well, I left my son behind, and I left.
Yeah.
Is that it, my son?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You know
He's
what?
He's only 40.
Exactly. And that is what I was going to say before you said that. It's time for him to take care of himself now. Let him.
Okay.
He needs that. Not that you can't always be there for him, no matter where you're at.
Well, the other thing is part of why I think that ties into why I left my energy there, which is very helpful to know.
Yes.
And I think that also my son here, because I have a son in New Mexico and a son here, and my son here is having a lot of problems or issues. I don't know what to say, but his addiction is really
challenges.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're
but they're his, Johanna. They're not yours.
Yeah, but I'm saying I think I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna have to deal with him. I mean, and he was staying in my house, so I consequently had to deal with the disadvantages of that.
Sure.
But
That's all attacks on your energy. And when half of your energy hasn't caught up with you yet, it's challenging. All right? So that's the whole picture. Okay?
And not my thyroid. I just want to ask about my thyroid because one of the nodules has gotten larger. And I'm taking fulvic acid for it and using some stuff called Renew 28 on it.
Okay, Johanna,
think it will be fine.
Have you seen a doctor about your thyroid?
I haven't seen my doctor. I haven't heard my doctor's response to the ultrasound yet.
Okay, you need to follow up. You don't want to mess with your thyroid, guys. It controls too many other things. Okay?
Okay.
And it's not a big thing. It's not a big thing to treat thyroid. Okay?
Right. Well, yeah.
All right. I got to move on, baby. I got to move on.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
You bet. You're welcome. Sorry, but spent a lot of time on a lot of individual people here. Lynn, what's up?
Hi, Dee Dee. I've been sick since Friday evening, and fever and abdominal pain, and just not feeling like eating. It's not COVID or the flu. I got those tests done. So
give me a song. Give me a song, Lynn.
Happy Days Are Here Again. So bizarre.
Well, no, not really, because when things are going really well with you,
yep,
you get sick.
Layer of this?
Yep, it is, baby.
Okay.
When things are going great and work is going great, I just get more vital and healthier and more filled with energy.
Okay. I've been thinking, should I go to the urgent care about, and then I started reading about abdominal pain, and I thought, oh, okay, maybe it's my appendix. I think it's just
you'd
like
know
a
if
stomach
it was,
virus.
You would know if your appendix is horribly, horribly painful. But look, right now, what I'm hearing is that your mind is getting all messed up, worrying about it. Well, it's always better to go find out what's going on then.
Yeah.
Because if your mind is focusing on, oh my God, something's wrong, something's wrong, something's wrong, it's going to make it a lot longer to heal, isn't it?
Yeah. So the last month and a half, about the last month, I've been doing the breathing exercise every morning with I Am Divine Health. And I Am Divine Health and Wellness, and it feels like love. So I thought, well, yeah, and everything's been going well. So this is just another layer.
So guys, if we're claiming I Am Divine Health, and there are things in our body that need to be rectified to match that claim, they have to make themselves known, okay? So what everybody does is, oh, well, see, I've been doing I'm Divine Health, and I'm not Divine Health, so screw it, I'm not doing it. No, that's exactly at the time when the greatest challenges come, which is our greatest opportunity to move through bigger stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now they want to give you a core belief. This page here. You don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. And that's to yourself.
Mm.
I don't have any time. I don't have time. I'm working all the time. Boy, I've created so much. Look, I'm working all the time. Well, the only time I can take off is if I get sick. I guess I'll create a little of that.
Yeah, because I worked 5 days around the globe, and then I had one day off, and I was going into 3 days of work. That it was only supposed to be one day on Sunday, but then they said, oh, can you work Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Monday?
Okay,
so
Lynn, you were working on creating a lot of work. Good job. Now you want to create it in balance. Just like I've been creating rain in California, but I didn't put the word balance in there.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Thank you.
Now, I would go check it out just for your mind. Okay?
Got it. I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Kate in New Mexico, you're on.
Hello.
Hi, babe.
I was very proud of myself, and I released an unconscious habit of clenching my jaw.
Good for you.
And I don't wear a night guard even. I mean, this is years and years and years. And then a little trigger came back, and I found I'm doing a lot of pet sitting, and I found mice poop in my car. And there's something about when I'm out in the countryside, there could be mice around. So that, it's anger. So I figured out, it was like bing, 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 and I went, oh my gosh, my parents always clenched their jaw. With anger was never shown to me how to move
express
through anger.
It. Yeah.
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 So now it's a little bit came back, a little bit that happened, and then all of a sudden I couldn't open my mouth, and I went, oh no. So I need
okay.
to go deeper or clear. Yeah.
Well, the channel is saying start by thanking your jaw for bringing that to your attention. And that's their story. That's not your story.
Yes.
I am always ready, willing, and able to express my anger through divine love. Thank you very much, Jaw. You can let go now.
And what does that look like? I mean, I really don't know how to express anger through divine love.
Okay. Well, again, you don't attack the other person, guys.
Or the situation of poop in my car.
yeah. Well, you know, poop is in the vehicle that takes you where you're trying to get to.
Oh.
So there's shit in your journey where you're trying to get to. And the shit,
wow,
in this case, is the modeling that your parents taught you. So let's say you've done something against me, okay? Kate,
uh-huh.
I would say, Kate, when you do that, it makes me feel angry.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me feel like I don't want to talk to you and be with you. And that's not what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk to you and I want to be with you. Can we work through this? That's much different than you're such an asshole and you're always saying
blah,
yeah, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
blah, 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 blah. That's reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does that give you an idea of how to talk to somebody now?
Oh, yes. And what about with animals or, you know, when things, I talk to the mice and say, I love you, stay away from me?
Well, you attracted them, honey. So you can
become
aware
it has
of
happened
your
twice.
Shit. So why don't
it's
you
happened
talk
twice.
To your little girl and love her?
Okay. Of that dealing with my parents' anger. I got that.
Yeah.
I got that.
Okay. You know, we've got to shift our own vibration, and then the whole world shifts around that shift in our vibration. Okay?
Yeah. It was an interesting thing that popped up. So, yeah, thank you for I got it.
Good. Yes, I get a big yes on that. Good for you. Wow, what a show. Dear Lord. Amazing show today. Let me see. So Ellen in Indianapolis, you're on.
Hi, thank you for taking my call and Happy New Year.
You too, baby cakes.
I'm sitting here and I'm doing my vision board. And this is a dream that I've had for a while. Go on.
The first thing that came in is they love that you're doing your vision board. Do it without an agenda. And I know that's an oxymoron, guys, but this is what I want. I'm visualizing it. I'm feeling love around it. And now I'm just going to let it go. Okay? So that's the first thing. Keep going.
So I guess I'm wondering, how do I get past my there's two things. One, I feel like I'm having a hard time getting past, like, how do I get started? Even
how
though
do you
I
get
know
started
how to
get with what?
My interest in surface pattern design. And I took a class, and then I don't know why, but I'm self-sabotaging.
Well,
I find myself too tired to.
You don't think it's possible. Why don't you think it's possible? Has to do with your mom. Did she give up her career?
I don't. She didn't have a career. She had to go to work.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
But there was other things she wanted to do. Do
well,
you know that?
Probably. Yeah, probably be famous or a movie star or something. She wanted
yeah,
to be a diva of some sort.
She was artistic. She wanted to do artistic things. And she had to work. Like my mom. Somehow my mom created doing both. God love her. But your mom didn't know how to do that. And so that's what you were modeled. Again, it's your little girl. If you work with your little girl and say, come on, we're going to do this now. I understand you learned from mommy that you had to squelch the artistic thing that you wanted to do, and you had to, like, go to work so that you could make money. We don't have to do that now. We get to live our dream. Do you want to be free and come do this with me? Start working with your little girl. All right. And then the second question was, sorry to hurry you, but we're almost out of
that's
okay. time.
I feel lonely here in Indianapolis, and I don't know if it's because of me or because of the location. Should I be somewhere else? Should I?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with where you're at. Give me a song.
Sweet Home Alabama. I don't know. I've never been to Alabama in my life.
Exactly. Exactly. Wherever you go, there you are, Joellen.
Huh?
Okay. So can you choose to love where you're at? Because
of course,
it's going to give you
everything.
Yeah, it's going to give you a lot more energy to do what you want. If you can go, you know what, I'm just going to choose to love it here. I'm going to go out and find all the places in Indianapolis that I love. I'm going to find people that I love and societies that I love and people of like minds. I'm going to find creative people that I can talk about my passion with, okay? When I say you've decided to love and create, any of that goes right to know.
So what do we do?
I just told you what to do. Go out and you start telling yourself, I am creating this. I'm creating me loving being here. I am creating me finding people that I love to hang with. I am creating me filled with energy so that I follow this dream of mine that I'm so passionate about.
So I start with just saying it?
Well, but it's not just saying it. It is directing your energy. It's not an affirmation. It is, I am demanding of myself and the creative force that I am, that I create this now. I am delivering this to myself in friendship with the creative force. And then you feel a lot of love. Do you have a love place, Joellen? I teach everybody to have a love place. Do you have one?
No.
Okay. So you're new to the community, right?
Kind of.
Okay. So your love place is anything that makes you smile and makes your heart open the minute you think of it. I always use my doggy. So find your love place.
There he is. He's sleeping right now next to me.
Okay. See, just by doing that, do you see how that shifted your energy?
Yeah.
Okay. So whatever you want, baby, it feels like love you have for that little guy next to you. And the more you match what you want to be and what you want to create with that love, the faster it manifests in your life.
Well, I understand you want me to raise that vibration, but I don't know how to move forth. That's where I feel like I've been stuck. I've heard everybody give those great advice. But
yeah, but you're not
doing
so
stuck.
It. You can't feel any different until you do it, Joellen. And you're
but
not doing it.
So, wait, when you say I'm not doing it, is it because I'm not thinking about my happy place? Or I'm confused.
Well, you're confused because you don't want to get it. So, this is what I want you to do. During this week, every day, I want you to say, I get it. And I understand, and I'm the power of me. Repeat that. What did I just say?
I get it, I understand, and I am the power of me.
Yeah, and it feels like my love place. And look at that little guy that's next to you. I want you to do that for this week, and then call in again next week, because we're out of time. And they're going to cut me off. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Please, when you call in, remind Stephen that I want to follow up with you. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. You bet.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. There's many people in the community that can tell Joellen they started in exactly the same place she's at right now and how their lives have changed. Another thing, Joellen, pick up my book, and you can get it through the website or Amazon, Born, Giving Birth to a New You. It's the whole formula to help you understand what to do. Guys, but you have to live it. You have to do it. Let's say it together. I love me. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.